Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Happenstance, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
When I got my first guitar in fifth grade, he taught me Blackbird. That was like the first song I ever learned. So I started on fingerstyle. And then at some point he sent me off to a guitar teacher and said, I don't think I can teach you anything else. And that was a bit of a shame. I think he knows more than he realizes. It's interesting because through most of my public schooling, I was completely convinced I was going to be an engineering major. And then my senior year, I wouldn't call it a psychotic break, but it was just, I had a point where I went to a scholarship interview and they said, okay, so your essays talk entirely about music, but you're listed as an engineering major. Can you explain that to us? And I couldn't. So, you know, I knew I needed to do something with my life that I really enjoyed and loved and lived and breathed. And my parents, I have their full support, which is important. When I played in school, I was playing exclusively with orchestras, and I had done some jazz band in middle school. But when I got to college, the director of the band said, hey, I want a bassist in my wind symphony. And I was like, why do you need one of those? You know, because it's a string instrument. But, you know, it's actually a pretty integral part of some wind symphonic pieces. Mm-hmm. So I sort of against my will at first got pulled into the wind symphony, but it's been a fantastic experience, like realizing, you know, this entire other world with really, really dense harmonies. You know, orchestra kind of is very, not refined, but it's very kind of separate, and each section has their own thing that they're usually doing, and it's a normal hierarchy of harmony, and band kind of turns that on its head.
I don't know you, but I want you all the more. 'cause that never amount to more than they're meant. Will play themselves out. Take their sinking boat and point it home. We've still got time. Raise your hopeful voice. You have a choice. You've made it now. Falling slowly, eyes that know me, and I can't go back. Moves that take me and erase me, and I'm painted black. Well, you have suffered enough and warred with yourself. It's time that you won. Take their sinking boat and point it home. We've still got time. Raise your hopeful voice. You have a choice. You've made it now. Fall in slowly, sing your melody. I'll sing along.
Nathan and I were in drama club together, actually, in high school, and we were both singing some not exactly folk music, but sort of Americana stuff in a smaller musical called Working, mostly by Stephen Schwartz, but it has a couple James Taylor songs in it, and I was singing the Millworks song, and you were the Steelworker, right? Yeah. We were, our voices were kind of being heard by actually our parents. You know, we were friends, but our parents worked together, and our moms.
My mom and her mom.
Yeah, my mother and her mother. Yeah, his mother. And they kind of got together and they said, hey, do you think that they would sound good together, singing together? And we initially were going to just do a song at a talent show, but that didn't work out for us schedule wise. So we said, oh, might as well just be a band, like a whole band. So. You know, once we started singing together, we realized that a lot of stuff clicked. So it's been a nice blend for a few years now. And, you know, it kind of was like right off the bat that it worked.
First performance with just the tambourine was
and you had your arms all over the place.
My arms were all over the place.
Did you have something to do with your hands?
I need something to do with my hands.
So they obviously don't want you just for your djembe. They want you for your voice, too.
Oh, yeah, yes. Definitely.
Yeah.
Listen to the leaves. They might tell you their secrets or anything they please. But you get what you get. And you try to move on. you try to move ahead, and you try to move forward, but you get what you get. You can get, and you try to move on, and you try to move ahead, and you try to move forward, and you take what you can get. Sometimes you close your eyes and you try to remember her face, but it just won't come back to you. So you listen to the rain and you try to move on, and you try to move ahead. And you try to move forward, and you listen to the rain. Listen to the earth, she might tell you your story. She knows your fate, and she'll say, you get what you get. And you try to move on, and you try to move ahead, and you try to move forward, but you get what you get.
I come from a very musical family. My dad plays guitar like a madman, and he's got a collection of two dozen guitars. He's an excellent guitar player. My mother, she sings, and they've got a little group. They meet in the basement, keep me up at night. It's like they're teenagers too. But my brothers, my oldest Ryan, I have two brothers, no sisters. Hmm. Ryan's a cello teacher. He lives in Pittsburgh, and my brother Chris is a solo electronic artist. He lives in New York City right now. I think he's having plans to come home. He makes really trippy electronic music. It's stuff that goes really well with a fifth of absinthe.
I pulled into Nazareth. I was feeling about half past dead. I just need a place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? Just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said. Take a load off, Annie. Take a load. put right upon me.
Packed up my bags, I went looking for a place to hide. When I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side, I said, hey Carmen, come on, let's go down. I've got to go, but my friend's still around. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny.
And put the load right upon me. Go down, Miss Moses, there's nothing you can say. It's just old Luke, and Luke's waiting on the judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Annalee? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Annalee company now? Take a load off.
I would like to thank our guests, Happenstance, for being with us this evening. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region in the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington. Once again, let's hear it one more time for Happenstance.
Thank you so much, Renee.
To me, and it might have meant a thing or two if I'd have learned the difference. Emptiness, a lonely parody, and my life's another smoking gun, a sign of my indifference. Always keeping safe inside when no one ever had no chance to penetrate or break in. Let me tell you, some have tried, but I would slam the door so tight that they could never get in. Kept my cool under lock and key, and I never shed a tear, another sign of my condition. Fear of love, a bit of vanity, kept me on the run, the main events of my confession. Kept the chain upon my door that would shake the shame of Cain into a blind submission. The burning ghost without a name was still calling all the same, but I just wouldn't listen. The longer I'd stall, the further I'd fall, the further I'd fall. Fire. And the more that I saw, the lower I'd crawl, the lower I'd crawl, the harder I'd fall, kept crawling into the fire. And for the running, hide, it totaled my existence. Everything left on the other side could never be much worse than this, but can I go the distance? I fist the door in all my shame, tearing off each piece of chain until they all were broken. But no matter how I tried, the other side was locked so tight, the door it wouldn't open. So I gave it all I got and started to knock, shouted for someone to open the lock. I just gotta get through the door. And the more that I knock, the harder I got, the harder I got, the harder. Get through the door. I gotta knock a little harder.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Alex, Lindsay, and Nathan Happenstance for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.